Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Red Bed TV. It is time to talk Liverpool versus Roma. Champions League semi-final, first leg. Chris Pagehead joins me. John Machin joins me as well. Gentlemen. Oh my word. I am getting giddy already.
I'm excited. I'm really excited. I don't want you to mention the weekend's game.
No, we're not going to. It's done.
Good.
We put that to bed. No one wanted to talk about it. So at the time, we had to play. It's done. Let's move on. Dad, Champions League semi-final. First time.
Three more sleeps. I love it.
Yeah. First time in 10 years we've been in a Champions League semi-final. I can't believe it's been that long. It doesn't feel like that long. But it tells you everything you need to know about the importance of it.
I think it was a plan.
What?
To be crap
for 10 years.
Yeah. Because in those 10 years, Barca ruled the roost. Real were absolutely brilliant. Bayern have been fantastic. They're now all falling away. Ta-da.
And Liverpool emerge. Right. I like that. Like Jürgen Klopp bursting out from behind a massive red curtain. swinging his crocodile with a bevy in his hand, going, hey, the Champions League, and bang up for that. It is, isn't it? I think we've talked a lot about what we've missed. Sure. I'm happy to buy into that, 100%. Bye. We've deliberately been crap for a decade.
Seven years, we watched them dominate Europe. We'd have done nothing no matter what.
Waiting for our chance.
And then we brought in Jürgen. He's had 3 years to get the side buzzing. Having a good crack at it this year. If we don't do it this year, next year.
Yeah.
Year after.
I think all horrendously unlikely conspiracy theories aside, this is normally the point of the season. So I've been speaking a lot of other lads around the Boston Network and fans of other clubs in the last week or so, Chris, and they're all done with the season. The season's wind down.
It's great.
They're planning their holidays. We are normally doing that. I mean, last season, the last two seasons have been slight exceptions to that because we had the Europa League run 2 years ago and we had to claw our way into top four last year. But, this is what Jürgen Klopp's built. We are here. We are a month away from the end of the season, less than. And we have got everything that we want to play for. We've got a massive piece of silverware to play for. We've got games to get excited about. We've got big European opponents to play. A big night at Anfield looming and a massive away looming. This is what it's all about.
Paul, even the champions can't say they've got anything to play for.
No, the champions have done
this. They're fucking done. Like, we've got the European Cup to go and play for. That's what you want. And last season, as good as it was that we were playing for something, we weren't playing for anything really other than the opportunity to play in the Champions League. Yeah. We were playing for a fucking trophy, not having an abortion of a season, basically. This is what you want as a fan, isn't it? You know, we've done it the hard way so far. We've come up against the best team in this country and we've obliterated them. And whether you think they had stuff ruled incorrectly offside or whatever, we battered them 5-1 at the end of the day, and that's what will be remembered. And what will be remembered is Liverpool dominating Pep Guardiola's all-conquering Manchester City side to set up a semi-final against Roma. They're going to come over here. We're going to be up for it. Our lads on the pitch are going to be up for it. And we're going to try and seal a place in the Champions League final, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we'll continue with the giddiness, but let's pull it back for a few minutes in that, there's I can't help it. It creeps into your conversation. We've all done it. We've all spent a lot of time together today, and you start to talk beyond the semi-final. You can't help but do that. And I think that's just a natural response to these kind of things. Like, because Chris is right, we've done enough in this Champions League so far for us to feel confident. Not cocky, confident. But there should be no taken for granted of Roma in this game whatsoever, because, and it's been said by numerous people to me, we wanted them, but they wanted us as well.
Yeah, well, I said after the second City game that, you know, be careful what you wish for when you get Roma, because clearly they're no mugs. Yeah. They don't concede a lot of goals, and they've won two games on away goals,
yeah,
which means they're bloody dangerous when they come to Anfield next week.
Yeah.
You know, they know how to defend, and they're somehow able to sneak a goal in away games.
Yeah.
You know, that's the most dangerous combo you can have.
It's absolutely telling that the route from the knockouts, Chris. You know, they topped the group. Yeah, they topped the group ahead of Chelsea. But in the knockouts so far, dead right, they've lost the away legs. They've lost both. They lost to Shakhtar away from home, and they got battered by Barcelona. It'll be 4-1 away to Barcelona. So this is, you know...
Their away form hasn't been great, but as John says, it's the fact that they've snuck an away goal in their home form. But I think that matches up favourably with us, because I think we're as dangerous as anybody left in the competition away from home.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and I actually favour the draw being an Anfield first as well, because, you know, I wanted to get them here. I didn't want the lads to be travelling a long way after, you know, the game at the weekend. They obviously had two games in the last 7 days. They had a midweek game, the Saturday game, then they're travelling over to Liverpool. They're still in a fight for top four. Yeah, they were able to rest Dzeko and Daniele De Rossi and stuff at the weekend and get a good result against Spal. But ultimately, you'd rather them not be travelling. We can do what we want with that Stoke game in the middle. We've earned the right to do what we want with that Stoke game in the middle because of our form in the Champions League so far. Get them to Anfield, put the fear of God into them, try and get a few goals on them. Hopefully, if you could just replicate Man City at home,
yeah,
I'll take a little bit of that, please.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, look, it is with Ben. Chris touched on it there, Dad. You know, they've gone away. There's a lot of similarities, I think, in the way they've approached this game to some extent. We've both had relegation threatened teams to play. They've gone and done a much better job than we made of the West Brom thing. They've rested their number one centre forward. They've brought in a lad in Schick who doesn't score goals, managed to score. I think that's only his second goal of the season. He scored for them, and in a much wider sense as well. You know, I think it might have been, you said it to me in the build-up, like, everyone's talking, and we've been talking it up, Liverpool's history. This is Liverpool's story. The stage is set for Liverpool to re-emerge. Well, listen, from the Roma perspective, the stage is set for them as well. They've gone a lot longer than we have for it, but they are a team with pedigree, albeit, you know, it's been 30 years. Yeah, but, you know, we're going back 30 years. They'll be primed for this just as much as
they're primed simply because we beat them on their own ground in the European Cup final. Their fans want revenge, and that's the big thing for them. That's why this game is dangerous for us, because their fans, particularly when we go away, their fans will be baying for blood.
Yeah.
But the key to the game is that away goal. If Barca had not conceded that goal,
yeah,
then the game was over.
Yeah.
They'd have gone to Roma and it would have been fine. But the away goal gave them the opportunity. The same, obviously, with Shakhtar. You know, so at Anfield, I actually don't care if we score loads of goals against them, as long as they don't score any against us.
Yeah.
If we go there 1-0 up, you know, I'll be much happier if it was not 2-1.
Yeah, no, I think it's a good thing. It's a good point to make. I think what's telling, Chris, is that they've done a lot of this as well without the ball. You know, they've had like 37% possession. I think I've got it really, yeah. In the Shakhtar game. Winning, they won the game 1-0. The Stadio Olimpico with 37% possession. So they've got the ability to try and shut the game down. Well, yeah, as we did it
in the last round,
well,
mate.
It's just going to be an interesting. They're not going to come to Anfield and play it the way Man City tried to play it.
No, but the thing that's so great about this tie as a neutral is you can make a case for both sides going through.
Yeah.
And I think Liverpool set up favourably against Roma, but equally Roma set up favourably against us. You know, they've got the big target man in Dzeko. You know, There's a story of Mo Salah as well. There's the story of Mo Salah going back to his old club.
Yeah.
There's two teams that are very, very good teams and two very, very dangerous sides. You can play on the counters, you can play without the ball, but also Liverpool have got, I think, you know, we're a better side. I think we can take control of the game a little bit more. I think, you know, if you just have to look at the two leagues and the quality in the two leagues to know that Liverpool are probably the favourites going into this game. We've also, you know, I think the way that we dominated Manchester City is fantastic, but they're not out of this game and the game hasn't kicked off.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And I think, our goal threat is what it is. I think it's quite clear. Dzeko is the main man for them. And that's why he was completely rested the weekend. They rely on him. Yeah. They've got other threatening players. You know, they've still got El Shaarawy, they've still got Nigel. But they don't have we've got so many goals around the forward line. Well, they don't have Mo Salah. They don't have a Sadio Mane.
For me, this is going to be like a classic Champions League game, where the away side are going to try to make sure they don't concede any goals. It'll be much harder for us to score goals against them than it was against City.
Yeah.
There won't be any long periods where they're attacking us and attacking us and attacking us. That's not going to happen. Obviously, as Chris said, they're going to try and hit us on the break and sneak a goal. And then it won't be that much different when we get to Roma, unless, of course, we've banged in three or four, mm-hmm. in which case they'll obviously have to go gung-ho. But otherwise, that's the game they play. They're very tight at the back. They don't concede many goals, and they do manage to score key goals,
Be interesting to see what we do with our fullbacks and how much we commit them to going forward, because I think one of the things that, you know, helped us against Manchester City is that they did probably overcommit a little bit too much searching for an away goal, and yeah. we were able
to
break
think they
on that.
They adapted at all to what they were facing.
Exactly, whereas Liverpool will have to be able to go, we need to, although we've got the ball and we might have a lot of the ball, we can't overcommit because we'll be playing into Roma's hands.
I'll tell you what might be key to this game is the fans not getting frustrated. We praise the fans in City game and in other games, but if we haven't scored by 60 minutes and we're not looking like scoring because they're all behind the ball and they're shutting us out, we've really got to have the fans still on side and not really bored,
I think,
or really fed up and shouting.
The thing that bodes well is that, and you're right, because that could be a thing, but it's one we should be less fearful of, I think, in so much as, I feel like people are more bought in. Don't get me wrong, the online reaction to the draw with West Brom would have you believe otherwise, but there's no accounting for 13-year-olds with emotional issues. I think we're far, far more bought in. I think we've had so many games at Anfield this season. It's very rare this season that anyone's come and tried to play football at Anfield. It just hasn't really happened at all. The truly really good teams have come and done it, and those games have gone out. They've gone. But I think we've had far more practice this season and far more successful returns in the games where we've had to be patient, where we've had to just have the ball, we've had to work it. And we talked a lot about Mo Salah all season, Chris, to be fair. But, you know, we saw in the first leg against Man City, we saw, was it James Milner or was it, maybe it was Trent, if I was Trent, playing the ball down the wing from the halfway line, he's offside, he bursts through, he runs the entire half of the pitch, and it ends up in a goal scoring situation. We've seen away from home in tight games, Mo Salah just, he can be that guy with an inch of space in a crowded box who sticks the ball on the back of the net. We have that in our locker more than we've had. You don't score 41 goals in a season without having that ability. So whilst the game won't be an open, free-flowing thing like it was against Man City, we do have the tools in our locker.
Had practice at it all season long. And, you know, we've got a world-class player playing at a world-class level, and we've probably got three or four world-class players playing at a world-class level this season, to be fair. You know, I think Bobby Firmino, Sadio Mane, Virgil van Dijk, Andrew Robertson even is playing at a world-class level, you know what I mean? Trent, at times, has been playing at a world-class level. We've got that all over the pitch. It's not just on Mo Salah. It's the interplay between the three of them.
Well, I mean, it can't afford to be just Mo Salah, because if any defenders in the world know how to play Mo Salah, it's going to be Roma, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, so you've got to...
But they only played that 20-goal a season, Mo Salah. This is the 40-goal a season, Mo Salah.
What I love about him is I love his mentality. Actually, whenever you watch or you read interviews with him, I've seen a number of players crumble under the pressure of playing against former clubs, largely.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at UH1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Southampton players
and Raheem,
sure.
Wayne,
yeah.
Oh no, not former club.
Yeah,
just clubs that he hates.
Yeah. But the thing about this is that I think, look, we'll see. We'll know more again in a week and a half's time how well he's handled up to it. But he strikes me as the kind of guy who he just sees it as another challenge. You know, he'll look at it and he'll have had messages from his mates at that club.
I hope you get the golden boot and then don't do very well in the Champions League.
But there'll be loads of people say, and they'll probably be even thinking, oh, well, you know, there might be some who don't expect it, a bit like, how has he done this? He'll be proving himself to those as well. He strikes me as that kind of person.
I've got a better car. And,
well, yeah, better, you know, more better money. Aircraft. Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
Mo Salah that was playing with us last season. He's 25. He's faster than he was last season. What's that about?
Yeah. I think Bobby Firmino's probably going to be key to whether we break their defence down or not, because of the way he plays. He drags people all over the place, doesn't he? I think that's going to be a key battle with whoever's
up. Let's not forget that as well. In terms of goal return, Mo Salah's the goal king in a general sense for us. But Bobby Firmino and Sadio Mane are right up there in the Champions League this season. There's as much chance, and I think there will be an added focus on Salah, which, look, if he doesn't score, it only leaves us with the two other 20-goal-a-season forwards that we've got on the pitch to basically score the goals for.
And I'm encouraged
for
by the fact that they did concede 4 at Barca.
Yeah,
you know, because this is a great defence and they concede 4, which shows that it can be done.
I agree. That's interesting. Right, we're going to do preferred 11s in a moment. Before we do, another little mention again. Chris sat down with Jamie Carragher the other week, did an exclusive interview with the Liverpool legend. You can watch that on the RedmenTV.com, but here's a little taster.
I just think a massive thing is full-back positions. It really is. Now, I think we've got a defensive manager. Because at the end of the day, your two centre-backs don't move. You've got an attacking manager or a defensive manager. People say, oh, centre-backs coming out with the ball. Maybe you've got three at the back. You don't see centre-backs maybe doing what Hansen did. You just see you do that. It doesn't really happen. I think a lot depends on your full-backs and the positions they take up. Now, when I played under Julio, I was a full-back. I was a defensive full-back. So your defence isn't very, really getting exposed. No one can really get in behind you. But, OK, you're not doing as much maybe going forward. That's what it is. And I think players or managers who like to play with the ball or attack, they see their fullbacks as wingers at times, which is not a problem. I just think the big problem is when you have two fullbacks going at the same time. I think teams who concede goals, I think you could always look. I always like to look at sort of the fullback the positions they take up. Because I think if you have a back four and they don't really move, I don't care whether they're the best defenders in the world or the most average, you can have a good defensive record, really. But it's, the top teams have to get the balance right. You can't keep everyone back because you won't score enough goals to win what you need to do. And I just think since that Tottenham game, Liverpool and Klopp, I think we've got the perfect balance right now where we look solid, but we also look like we've scored plenty of goals.
Right, time for preferred 11s. But yeah, if you want to watch the full Jamie Carragher interview, go over to the redmentv.com. Fantastic stuff. Chris has done an amazing job. Look, you know, Jamie Carragher, he was great giving his time up for us, and that, some great stuff we've done with Lucas Laver as well. Perfect time to sign up to the website, particularly going into what should be a very exciting end to the season as well. Free for the first month, of course, as well. Gents, let's see what you've gone for. Has everyone gone for the same team?
No, probably
Ooh,
not.
Ooh, ye. Well, what have you done different?
I've put Ings up front, in it.
Of course you have Ings up front,
innit? Is this the first time
we've ever got the same
we've
team.
Ever all put the
it
same
It was hardly difficult, was it? I mean, really, realistically, there's only...
Wijnaldum.
Wijnaldum is the only other option in midfield, but that's it.
Yeah. And I must admit, I sat down and I did have a little pause for it. I think, you know, I had it written down, Milner's got an assist every 87 minutes in the Champions League so far this season. He is the top assister in the Champions League this season. So it makes perfect sense to have him involved.
Who did he assist in the last game? And what time was that? So we know what time he's going to make.
I know, we can put it, yeah, get it worked out.
Hang on a minute. Salah was a goal... or assist every 66 minutes, wasn't he? But now he's played another 90. I'm not going to be able to work this out.
Not so
Would
fast,
you
man.
About 40 minutes, I reckon.
Okay, cool.
Is Salah's goal.
Yeah. It's like the Genie Milner thing, you know, you're right, is the only talking
point. If Matip and Chan were fit, then it might be a little bit more difficult, but yeah. They're not, so...
And I think particularly Gomez just coming back, Nathaniel Klein had another injury setback. I mean, again, still don't get me wrong, Maybe the Olympico, maybe the second leg if Nathaniel Klein is fit and we know we need to defend something, and maybe I'll make a case in a week's time for a Nathaniel Klein. But Trent is at the moment our informed fullback.
We discovered in the West Brom game that trying to defend something is probably
not our strong suit.
As
our defence has been. You know, I thought we were. Okay, maybe we rode our luck a touch at times at the Etihad, but you know, again, as Chris mentioned at the top of the show,
we defended well
when the first choice team's been out there and we've needed to. So let's cross that bridge when we get there. I think Chris, Genie Wijnaldum, I wouldn't be surprised to see Genie Wijnaldum start this game. You know, I think he's got as much chance as of anyone. I think Klopp really likes him, particularly in the Champions League.
I was going to say, I think away from home, it wouldn't surprise me, but I think with it being at home, and because of what we were saying before, I think, you know, we are going to have a lot of the ball. I think Milner's probably the obvious choice. Would I be surprised if Wijnaldum says, no, he's a good footballer?
Yeah. And I think it's a useful thing for the... Look, either or, to be fair, Dad, but Wijnaldum, just that bit more pace, bit more mobility. If you just need to take a step up in the second half, if we want to regain a grip on the midfield or whatever, we just need someone who's a bit calmer in possession, who can move the ball forward, you know, carry the ball forward. It's a great option to have Genie on the bench.
Absolutely. I mean... If he plays, then fine. I'll be happy enough. I won't think, oh dear, they're bringing him in. You know, I'm quite happy. I just think it wouldn't be Milner who's left out anyway. Mm. But the way Ox is at the moment, I really want him on the pitch. I want him driving at their defence with pace and strength.
The tie's laid out the way the tie's laid out. You know, if it was the ideal way, which is the way obviously Roma have got it, you go away from home. If you can get a draw, it goes win. Away goal, draw. You know, in terms of how you know favourability in that regard. That's what they come for. Hey, listen, they can win. They're not saying they're going to try and win it.
I think they'll do it the other way around. I think they'll come for the draw, hope for an away goal, and then a win.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is how this is set up is that you go and you look to get your lead up at home, and then you go and look to defend it away from home, Chris. And that's what Liverpool's going to be on in that regard. We know it already, but the front four picks itself for that regard. You put your best, most attacking players on the pitch, and you go and have a go at Roma, and you see.
Yeah, I think it's going to be we kind of alluded to it a little bit earlier on. I think it's going to be a big day for Sadio Mane. Yeah. I think, you know, with the focus on Salah and with
excuse me, with the focus on Roberto Firmino, I can just see Mane having a big impact on this game of football. And you know, we know as Liverpool fans that he scored more and assisted more this season than last, and yet I still don't. Kind of in my head, he's still a better right winger than a left winger,
yeah,
but
yeah,
he's
yeah.
been so good on the left, yeah. and like especially since Coutinho left, you know, picking those areas up in the half space and getting his foot on the ball, you know, between the lines and picking out his mates, and arriving late with headers. You know, he's done that a few times and he's put one or two away.
Best. In the last month to 6 weeks, he looks like the player from last year.
Yeah,
but he'd spent a long time this season. You know, the sending off and the injuries sort of disrupted his game. Yeah. He seemed to lose confidence. But now he's right back at his best.
Yeah. It's that thing, it's that learning curve, isn't it, for a front three? I mean, we look at the best front lines in the world, and partnerships take a while to build because you've got to have confidence in the guys around you. You've got to have confidence to say, I'm going to square this dead easy goal scoring opportunity to you for an even easier goal scoring opportunity because I know you're going to do the same back to me. And I think all of our front three have struggled at times for that. Less so Bobby Firmino because I think he's a natural provider, isn't he? But I think he's grown into the goal scorer role himself. He's actually gone the other way. He's needed to learn to be a bit more selfish, which he has done. I think Sadio Mane's had to adapt to not being the main man. And Mo Salah is just... You know, probably even shocked himself how good he's been to some extent this season. And you can see it now when those lads are all functioning and they're all doing well, none of them will care. I think this Salah's chase for the golden boot thing, you know, I know it's a separate, obviously, it's a separate goal.
Well, now you've got the golden shoe, so yeah, your point will stand.
But he's probably not going to finish top goal scorer in the Champions League, Ronaldo, so far ahead in that regard. But I think that will be put to one side. I think Salah's been has been chasing it a bit too much in the Premier League. I think we'll see a slightly more magnanimous point.
He's going for the golden shoe.
Yeah.
And he's one goal ahead of Ronaldo in that, I think it is. Or is he one goal ahead of Messi in that? You know, well, Europeans, okay, top well,
let's hope,
or whatever.
Let's hope.
Put that to bed. Yeah, play for the team, as he will do. Go out there, put a performance in, put Roma under the cosh, get a nice 5-goal advantage to go over there. And you'll have three very, very happy men.
Yeah, exactly. I'm buzzing with this. And the big hope is that I think Alex Kolarov didn't play at the weekend. I think he had a slight doubt he should be back.
It's been good for them, apparently.
He has been good, but it's that thing of, you know, if you had to choose, you wouldn't, you know, you'd. I mean, older fullbacks. Now we seem to keep coming up against fullbacks, so we should be able to rinse in the great games. But you'd like to hope. That's the thing. Roma do love an ageing Premier League left back, don't they?
Ashley Cole,
John Arisa, back in the day, you know.
They do.
The whole of Italian football like loves an old defender.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it?
The fact they don't mature until they're 35.
Yeah, you've done it. Your prime, your peak, your really good years. Maybe we'd still have a chance, Chris.
Yeah, let's do it, mate.
Yeah.
Third division in Italy, it'd be fine.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, gents, it's that time. Score prediction, Dad, what do you think?
Oh, it's really tough. I have a horrible feeling it might be 3-1, and that makes the away leg really difficult. But I'm hoping for 3-0.
Okay, Chris?
I mean, I'm hoping for 6-0, 5-0, something like that.
Yeah.
I think we're going to see one of Liverpool's best performances of the season. And I think it's going to be 3-0 to Liverpool.
You know what, I can't look beyond either the scores mentioned, to be honest. I had 3 and 3-1 both in my head as we're saying it. I can't fathom a will. I just think this is going to be loads more difficult. If you know, I'm going to go a bit more conservative this time around. I think Liverpool have the ability to get whatever score they want to get. I think depending on how the game goes, of course. But I'll go conservative and I'll go for a 1-0 to Liverpool.
And then I think if that was the score, we're fine. You know,
well, we're not fine.
No, we are, because you go away and every goal we score, you know, counts double.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And they haven't got that weapon then because they've lost their chance.
Well, no, it's an interesting one. Let us know your score predictions then in the comments below. Look, have you gone for the same preferred 11? Just yes or no. Don't bother and ask type in the full team. I'll say it's pretty much that. Or just say, put Genie or Milner in the comments below, and that would be great. Jez, I can't wait. I'm so excited. This is what it's all about. This is what it's like. If you're under the age of, like, what,
22, 23 or whatever, and you've never really experienced this kind of thing. This is what it's like. You know, this is what 10 years ago we were in that we used to be in the pub for semi-final, quarters and semi-finals every year. It was nerve-wracking. We used to sit in front of, you remember going on, 10 of us on our hands and knees in front of a big screen in the Yates, holding hands, watching penalty shootouts and all that kind of stuff. It's not necessarily going to be an easy ride. We've had a pretty good run so far. It might be edgy, but you know what? Keep the faith. This is what it's all about. This is what Liverpool exists to do. Whether we do it or not is irrelevant. It's just a boss ride, and let's enjoy it. Gents, thank you very much. Thank you very much for watching, very much for subscribing. And if you want more great content to keep you tied and over, to keep you excited, or to help just keep you busy, go to redmentv.com and sign up. Perfect time to do it, and we shall see you there. Ta-da.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.